Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesach and Daf Chaf Dalet. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Jacob Zaidman, Yaakov Ben Mordechai. All the shows we learned for should have an Aliyah. In yesterday's share, we began to discuss a third shita that one of the Talmidim brought down in the name of Yeshua Ben Levi. And his Rebbe, the Talmud's Rebbe, Yeshua Ben Achmeni, objected to the drasha that the Talmud had brought. The Talmud had brought down the Pasuk. It says, Ba'esh Tisareif, which is extra, because we already had the word, Vine Sarof. So he darshened out from the extra words, Ba'esh Tisareif, that in fact, we can use that to teach us that there is an Isser of Hana by the two areas that we still have to find a proof from the Torah that there's an Isser Hana, that's Chametz on Pesach, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, and Shor HaNiskal, according to everybody. So that's where we left off yesterday, that this is the drasha that the Talmud brought in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. And we begin today, five lines from the top of Chof Dalet Omud Aleph. And it says, V'hai b'kodesh b'eith tisareif l'hochi u'diosa, is this the drasha that you're really saying that we should learn out from b'eish tisareif? I need that for something else. Haimi b'ayle chidr Rabbi Shimon. I need that for a drasha to support what Rabbi Shimon taught. What did Rabbi Shimon teach? The Tanya. We learned in the Brayis, Rabbi Shimon Omer, this pasuk by Kodesh, Ba'esh Tisareif. So this pasuk is needed. Limeid al chatos shesarfen oso by Kodesh. I need that pasuk to tell me the basic halacha that if a chatos that is an external chatos, it's from the Zara, goes inside the Heichal, it is not allowed to be eaten anymore. And Ba'esh Tisareif. That's what I need that pasuk for. That pasuk is necessary to teach me that basic drasha. Limit al chatos shesarfen oso b'kodesh. When you burn this chatos, you have to burn it inside the kodesh. That's what you need the words for. Ve'ainli elozu bilvad. I would therefore only know that this type of kodesh kodeshim chatos has to be burned inside the azara. Psule kodesh kodeshim. Other types of psule kodesh kodeshim that also need to be burned, as well as the aspects or parts of the kodesh kalim that are Kotche Kadoshim, for example, the Emure Kotchim Kalim, the Emurim, the sacrificial fats from Kotchim Kalim, also have the status after the Shechita and Zrika are done that they become Kotche Kadoshim. So, how do we know that besides the Chatas, all other types of Kotche Kadoshim, those Korbanos that are fully Kotche Kadoshim, as well as the Emurim of the Kotchim Kalim, which are Kotche Kadoshim, Minayin, how do we know that they also, when they have to be burnt, they're possible, that they have to be burnt inside the Azara? How do we know that? Talmud Lomar, Ba'kodesh ba'eis tisareif. That's where we learn it out from the extra word, v'chol. That's why we have this word in parentheses over here, v'chol, because that's really the drasha. From all of them, you have to burn it. So therefore, how can you tell me that these words, ba'eis tisareif, are unnecessary, they're extra, and therefore we can use them to teach the Isser Hanor by Chometz and by Shor HaNiskal? So basically, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni tells the Talmud, your drasha in Rav Shmuel ben Levi is incorrect. So the Talmud says, you're right. Okay, Taka, that's not the right drasha. Amalei, so the Talmud responds back to Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, and he says, but Rabbi Yonah's son, Rabach, your own Rebbe, Rabbi Yonah's son, taught us what Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi darshened, the Isser of Hana from Chometz, as well as from Shor HaNiskal, from the following pasuk, Rabbi Yonah's son, Rabach, Mehaikra Kamallah. He taught it the din from the following pasuk. What is that? The pasuk says, I read the whole pasuk. There's a Vagomer over here that's very, very important. The whole pasuk is V'im Yivosim Yibsar HaMiluim Uminalech Maraboker. And then we have the Vagomer. If you have over here Basar that's left over from the Chanukas HaMishkan, they had the Miluim that were brought along with certain Lechem offerings. So the Vagomer is V'sarafto Es Hanosar Bo'esh. You have to go and burn the leftover, anything that's beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten. They're allowed to eat the miluim and the lechem, but if it's beyond the time, then it becomes nosar. So v'saravtes ha-nosar, but you have to go and burn any of the leftover miluim or lechem in a fire. And then it says, lo yachel ki kodesh hu. And you're not allowed to eat them because they're kodesh. Now, there are extra words over here. Shein Talmud Lomar lo yachel. Why do I need you to tell me lo yachel? It just said, v'saravtes ha-nosar beish. If you burn it, of course you can't eat it. So therefore, those words, lo yachel, are extra. Umar Talmud Lomar lo yachel. So why did the Torah tell them to me? So I don't need it over here in terms of the miluim and the lechem because I already know what I'm supposed to do with them. So in Eino Inyan L'Gufei, we have a famous rule which we brought down yesterday. In Eino Inyan Zeh, Tzeo Inyan Zeh. If you don't use it for this place, then you can take that drasha and use it someplace else. That's one of the Yud Gimel Midos. So It tells us, in Eino Inyan Legufa, if you don't need it over here in this pasuk to tell me about the Miluim and the Lechem, because we already said, Oksiv is Saraptis and Osabesh, as I said, that's the Gomer over here. We already know that you're supposed to burn it, so obviously you can't eat it if it's burned. So therefore, Teneyu Inyan Lishar Isurim Shavitorah. So therefore, we're allowed to go and take it and apply this concept of Lo Yachel to another aspect or another Inyan in the Torah. Which Inyan should we apply it to? To our case of the Chometz on Pesach and the Shor HaNiskal. So we already know that you're not supposed to eat those. The main Linyan Lechila, I already have Psukim that tell me that you're not allowed to go and eat the Chometz on Pesach, eat from the Shor HaNiskal. So Tneyu Inyan Isra Noah, therefore it's left over extra and it can go add on in Isra Noah to those two prohibitions. So the Gemara says, if that's true, then ma kan bisreifa. But here it tells us v'saravdu es hanosar. So there too, av kol yisurim shavatara bisreifa. Like we said yesterday. So then you should have to burn the shor haniskal. You should have to burn the chometz. So the Gemara tells us no. The pasuk says amar kra. We have a different pasuk, and this pasuk tells us the saravdu es hanosar. It says only the nosar you will go to burn. Nosar b'sreifa. The pasuk specifically seems to make a miyut here. The saravdu es hanosar implying only the nosar. They ain't called yisurim shebetorah b'sreifa, but not all the other yisurim in the Torah. Rashi points out in the Dibra Maskel Omar Kro v'hanosar the havalei lemichtav b'sreifa so. It could have just said, not Viseraptis and also, it could have just said Viserafasal. We know what we're talking about over here. So the extra words that it writes down, Viserafta es hanosar, come to teach us this extra din. That's where the Talmud tells his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi made his drasha. But again, the Rebbe is not happy with this drasha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni says, no. V'hai lo yeyochel, lo hachi yudiasa. Really? Is that what you're telling me? These extra words in this pasuk, lo yachel, are coming to teach us? No, I need them for something else. Haimi boy leyachel the Rabbi Elozer. That's the girsa that we have. On the side, it says it should be Rabbi Eliezer. And he says, in the Bryce in Me'ilah, it also says the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, which implies that this is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. In any event, it should be either the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer or the Omer Rabbi Elozer, whichever girsa that we have. He tells us, lo yachel ki kodeshu, the end of this pasuk, we need it to teach us, kol sheba kodesh pasul, anything that is kodesh that becomes pasul, because of litain lo sase ala lechilo. So this is a lav over here, a general lav, telling me that anything that is kodesh is pasul. In addition to the fact that you have to go and burn it, there is a lav, an additional lav over here, if you were to go and eat it. So therefore, that's what you need this lo yechel to teach us, and it's not free to make the drasha that you're saying Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi makes. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni has slugged up his Talmud's drasha of Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. So what exactly is Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi's drasha? So Abaye says, Li'olam mikra kama. The end of yesterday's shiur, when we brought down this statement from Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, so we had brought down first the pasuk, V'hinei sorov, and then we said, Bo'esh tisareif was extra. But now we're going to darshan it differently. Amar Abaye, Li'olam mikra kama. That pasuk was the right pasuk. However, V'efuch, instead of saying that the words Bo'esh tisareif are extra, say the words lo seyachel are extra. So the lichtov ba'esh tisareif, you had to write ba'esh tisareif to teach us the din. The lo boy lo seyacha, but then you don't need the words lo seyacha. Once you know you have to burn it, so obviously you can't eat it. So the words lo seyachel are extra, not ba'esh tisareif. And ma tamud lo ma'el lo seyachel. So why does the Torah tell us lo seyachel? So again, we have a famous rule. Eino inyon lezeh, eino inyon lezeh. So in eino inyon legufo, if you don't need it to tell us over here that this is also to eat, because I already know that it's also to eat because of the drasha that you just told me from Rabbi Elozer or Rabbi Eliezer, with the gears that we just had a minute ago, whatever it was, the nafkalei me, the Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Eliezer, that taught us that there is a lav to go and eat such kodshim. So therefore, I already know that there's a lav there. I don't need lo siachel. So therefore, tneyu inyan lechol yisurim b'torah. So then use this pasuk lo siachel to add on another iser to other places in Torah, like by chametz and by shor haniskal. But v'meino inyan liachila. I already know that I can't eat those, so I don't need this pasuk, this extra pasuk lo siachel to teach me that you can't eat the chametz or the shor haniskal. So tneyu inyan liyisran no. Therefore, it's extra to use yisran no. Aye, then you're going to tell me, then you have to carry the drasha through all the way. Ima kan b'sreif, it says it's after as an osar, so av kol yisur shabator b'sreif, so these two should also have to be burnt, and only burnt to get rid of them. Again, on my cross, the pasuk says, yisur after as Hanosar. It tells me, it doesn't say sorfa so, as Rashi says. It says Visarafta as Hanosar. Hanosar Bisrefa, the Ankoli Surmishabator Bisrefa. So that's a biased explanation or Rabbi Shua ben Levi's drasha. Gemara says, no, I'm Lira Papa Abai. Rapapa says to Abai, that's also not good. Maybe I need this Losi Ochel to Badafka give me a lav that will get me Malkus. Because the lav that Rabbi Elazar / Rabbi Eliezer brought down was a lav Shebechlolos. It was a general statement. You're not allowed to go and eat such kachim in general. And a lav Shebechlolos, a general lav without specifying it, is a lav, but you don't give Malkus for it. So therefore, Rapapa says to Abai, Beimo li Yehude le lav le gufehudiosu. Maybe that's coming to give us a very specific lav over here to say that if you eat this, you're going to get Malkus. This is a lav that will give you Malkus. Because if we only have Dina Rabbi Elazar / Rabbi Eliezer, ain't lok in our lav shebechlolos. You don't give Malkus for that. So maybe this lav, lo siochel, is coming to teach us that you get Malkus. And therefore, Rav Papa says it's not free. And therefore, Rav Papa says, I have the right drasha for Rabbi Shimon Levi. Elom Rav Papa mehacha. This is the drasha where Rabbi Shimon Levi comes along to tell us that there's an Isra Anah in the Chametz and the Shar HaNiskal. It's really the pasuk of HaBosar Asher Yiga B'chol Tameh Lo Yeochel Bo'esh Yisoreif. A different pasuk. This pasuk is telling us if Basar comes into contact with something and becomes Tameh, it touches something that's Tameh, so you're not allowed to eat it, Bo'esh Yisoreif. Now, why do you have to tell me Lo Yeochel? She'ein Tameh Lo Yeochel, as we'll see in a moment, I would know that I'm not allowed to eat it through a Kal V'chomer. So therefore, it's unnecessary. The words lo yechel are unnecessary. So ma talmud lomar lo yechel. Why do you have to tell me lo yechel? So in the gufo, I don't need it over here. So deha nafkale mi Kal V'chomer mi meiser kal, because I can learn out here that you're not allowed to eat it from meiser. So if a person is not allowed to have meiser sheni when he's tamei, so therefore ma meiser akal, which a person is not allowed to eat when he's tamei. As we know in the pasuk that tells us, Amar Torah, Lo biarti mimenu b'tomei, I did not go and eat it. Biarti here doesn't mean to burn it. It means I didn't eat it. I didn't go and eat the maaser sheni while I was tomei. So therefore, if you're not allowed to have maaser sheni when you're tomei, so Basar Kodesh, which is much stricter, Chomor, Lo kol shekein, certainly you're not allowed to go and eat that when you're tomei. So I don't need the pasuk to tell me, Lo yechel, I'm not allowed to eat a tomei Basar, that's kachim. Because if I'm not allowed to eat maaser sheni, so I certainly can't eat basar kachim, which is more chomer. So I don't need the words lo yechel over here. So therefore, it's extra. So if I'm not allowed to have the maaser sheni akal, I certainly can't have the basar kodesh chomer lo kol shekein. And therefore, if you're going to tell me v'chitema ein masirim nadin, oh, but you can't learn out from a kal v'chomer alav, that's the rule, ein masirim nadin. You can't go and expect people necessarily to know a kal v'chomer, figure out every kal v'chomer, and therefore you need to tell them specifically that you're not allowed to do this lav. So this is not only a kal v'chomer, hekeshahu. This is really a hekesh, because the pasuk tells us, d'chsiv, it puts them together, the maaser sheni and the basar kachim. D'chsiv, lo suchal lecho b'sharecha, masar digoncha siroshecha v'yitzarecha, v'charos b'karcha, V'gomer, and this V'gomer is V'tzonecha, V'chol adorecha, Asher tidor, V'did vosecha. So this comes to tell me, this Hekish of the Pasuk, which tells you the Meiser, the Goncha, which is dealing also with Meiser Sheni, as well as the Korbanos, which is the Nidorecha, Asher tidor, V'nid vosecha. So all of these things are included together in the Hekish that are Aser. So therefore, I don't need this Pasuk, Lo Yechel, to teach me this. So therefore, Ma Tamud Lomar Lo Yechel, why do I need the pasuk by Basar Sheyigah B'chol Tameh Lo Yechel? What do I need that for? So Rav Papa tells us, if I don't need it over here in the pasuk to teach me that you're not allowed to eat it, I have it extra. And we have our famous rule, so give it to me for all the Yisurim in the Torah, which means, again, the Isser of Hanor on Chametz and Shor HaNiskal. So therefore, Tneyu Inil Hanor, use it for that. You can again tell me, Imakan Disreif, if you're going to tell me, it says Viseraftis Hanosar, then I have to go and burn it, so I should have to burn the Chametz, not get Hanor from it and burn it, or the Shor HaNiskal, I should have to burn it. No, again, Omar Krov is Sarafta as Hanosar. It's extra. Hanosar Bisrefa, Ben Kol Yisurim Shibitora Bisrefa. That's Rav Papa's drosha in Rav Shuba Levi. Ravina doesn't like this one. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, maybe, Veimo, Lav or Olav, Bishnei Lavin. instead of saying this Lo Yochel is coming to teach me the Isano on Chometz and on Shor HaNiskal, maybe it's coming to add an extra lav, that a person who eats something that is Tameh, so it adds an extra lav. After all, Lav Miyomar Abaye, didn't Abaye say that we sometimes give out multiple Malkis for Yisurim in the Torah? For example, Ochal Putiso, if a person eats this water sheretz known as a Putiso, Rashi explains this is Sheretz Amayim, so Ochal Putiso Loker Arbo. You're actually over four lavim. Rashi spells them out. Chad Lav B'Sheretz Amayim. One lav is for eating Sheretz Amayim, which is found in Torah's Kohan, which is by Yikra. Then he says, one, you have in Devar Mechabi Mishnah Torah. It says the same thing about Sheretz Hamayim, so that's two lavim. Ushnei lavim, ksuvim b'Torah's Kohan. And you have another two lavim in regards to Vayikra that talk about Shkotzim Stam. So there's two for Sheretz Hamayim, two for Genu Shkotzim. So therefore, there are four lavim that you're over if you eat this little Sheretz Hamayim, this putisa. Likewise, if you go and eat Nemala, if you go and eat an ant, Loke Chomesh, you're over five lavim. Which five lavim? So Rashi says, the first two are the trace stam shrotzim, ones that we just mentioned. Then it says v'chad v'chol sheretz ha-shoretz ala aretz. Then there's a separate lav for a sheretz that's on the ground, like this ant. Sheketz u'lo yachel. And then v'chad v'chol sheretz ha-shoretz ala aretz. Another one, lo suchum ki sheketz hein. And then finally, the fifth one, v'chad v'lo sitamuz nafshosechem v'chol sheretz ha-remez ala aretz. So the three lavim tell me about a sheretz ha-shoretz ala aretz, plus the two general lavim. So you get five for eating an ant. We turn to the Amud Beis. And a person goes and eats a tzira, a flying sheretz, lo kishesh. He gets six lavim for that. What are the six lavim? So Rashi tells us, sheretz ha'ov is number one. And then you add on the five, because it's also sheretz ha'laretz. So you get a total of six. So therefore, we see that the Torah sometimes gives us four, five, six lavim for a single action. So to over here, maybe the Torah is coming to teach me a second lav if you go eat kachim when you are tummy. And it's not free to go and tell me the Yisrano on Chometz and Shor HaNiskal. That's the problem with this Teretz. So Rav Ashi responds, he says, no, that's not a problem. Ravina asked this question, so Rav Ashi says, no. Omale, kol hecha di'ika l'midrash, darshinan, where we don't have a choice. So then we can have four lavim, five lavim, six lavim, not a problem. However, below mukminan, but we don't go and give an extra lav and say, oh, this should be a second lav, a third lav, when you have a different drasha to use it for. So therefore, here we have this other drasha to use it for. And therefore, Rav Papa's teretz is correct. This is the drasha that Rabbi Shua ben Levi made, the third drasha to teach us, besides Rabbi Avo and Chizkia from yesterday's shia, that in fact, there is an Issa Hanor on Chometz on Pesach and on Shor HaNiskal. That concludes that discussion, but we still have some additional drushes on this pasuk that Rav Papa continues. And he says, this pasuk, V'abosar sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yachal bo'eishi sereva, V'abosar kol tor yachal bosar. So this entire pasuk has the word bosar at the beginning and has the word bosar at the end. And now we're dashing what those words are coming to teach us. So the bosar sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yachal dereishi, the first bosar, lomali, why do I need that? It seems to be extra. As Rashi says over here, Dira Maschel, Barsalomali, he says, Hashto Damrinu Kra, Lab Lagufe Osa. Now that Rav Papa taught us that Rav Shuman Levi used this pasuk, Lo Yechel, those are extra words, as we just pointed out, and they're coming to teach us the Yisrael on Chometz and Shor HaNiskal. So the rest of the pasuk is also extra. So what do we do with the words Vabosor Lomali? So he answers, Rashi says, Mishane. So the answer is, Larabos, Eitzim Ulavona. Eitzim Ulavona normally are something that aren't considered capable of accepting Tumah. They're not Kalim, and they're not Ochel. So here, Rashi explains, it's Mishani L'Rabos Eitzim L'Vonu L'Kabel Tumah V'Afal Gav D'Lav Ochlehu. Even though they're not Ochel, they're capable. This pasuk tells us that they are capable of accepting Tumah. And the reason is because of Chibas HaKodesh. We learned that previously. Chibas HaKodesh Machshartam. The fact that they're inside the Beis HaMikdash, they're holy, they're Dover Kodesh, so that Chiba, so to say, of being inside the Beis HaMikdash, of being a Dover Shebikdusha, that allows them to go and accept Tumah, which they otherwise wouldn't because they're not an Ochel. So that's what we need the first V'habasa for. The end of the Pasuk, as I said, V'habasa kol tor yocha basar. So there's an extra word basar there as well. Basar the Seifei Lomali. What do we need the basar at the end of the Pasuk for? So that comes to teach me, l'rabos emurim, to include the sacrificial fats of a carbon are also included in the lav of, if you go and eat them, you're going to get malchus. As Rashi says, Shim nitnu v'yochlin, if they became tummy and somebody ate them, the yochlin Torah, Torah person ate them, Shiavar aleim, Mishum beiz lavim over here, two lavim. Number one, lav, the Zoras, because if you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to eat this. And even a Kohen over here is considered Shaf Kohen Zor Etzlam, so even the Kohen is considered a Zor over here. And number two, Velav, the Tumas Basa, the separate Tumas Basa, Va'ada Ayel Koi, that we just learned. Va'ochi Kamar, Lo Yechel, Va'boso Nami Shinidma Lo Yechel. So this Lo Yechel that we just learned out also applies to this Basa that is Tomei. So therefore, that's what we need it for. So the Gemara questions this last Drasha. Emurim Mehasim Nafka, is that where you learn out the Emurim from? We had a different source of that, the Tanya. It says if a person were to eat the basar from a zevach shlamim, asher lashem. This is extra. Rashi says kroy yaseiruhu. It should have just said mizevach hashlamim. Period. V'tumaso olav. It didn't have to then specify asher lashem. It just should have said the end of the pasuk. V'tumaso olav. Uksiv asher lashem is extra. L'rabos av basar hakorev lashem. This asher lashem means basar that normally goes to Hashem, the emurim, and therefore shimachlu betuma anush kareis. And therefore the Gemara says l'rabos es to emurim. So this comes to include even emurim, which asher lashem. If you go and eat them, you're going to get malchus. So therefore, the second basar in the pasuk that we had before is not needed for this drasha of the emurim. So what is it for? So Gemara says, no, you need both psukim. You need one to tell me, Hasam Tumas Haguf Bekares, that there, if the person himself is Tameh, and he eats something that's tar, and the second one is Hacha Tumas Basu Bilat. This comes to tell me that even if the person is tar, but he eats something that's Tameh, so you need both psukim to teach me, both if the person is tar, and the Basar is Tameh, and if the person is Tameh, and the Basar is Tar. Now, there's two different levels of prohibition over here. One is an Isser of Kares, and one is a Lav, but that's why you need two Psukim. As Rashi says, V'hocha lecha Kares, el a Lav. So again, you need two different Psukim, and they're not extraneous. Now the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avo says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurim Shebe Torah, all the Yisurim in the Torah, where it says, you're not allowed to eat them. You only get malchus when you go and Rachmanu Litzlan transgress the Isser and you eat them. And lo ken aleim elo derech achiloson. If you eat them in the normal way, derech achiloson, Rashi explains, means elo im kein ochlon derech achiloson, in the normal way that you go and eat something. What is the normal way? Lemute mai amr shimi barashi lemute shim ochal chaylev chai shapoter. As opposed to if you eat the chaylev raw. If you eat chaylev, that's a big Isser. It's a lab. It's achiv kares. But only if you eat it when it's cooked. If you eat raw chaylev, so then you're potter. Of course, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not going to be chayev kares, you're not going to be chayev malchus in this situation. Ikad Yamrin, on the version of Rabbi Avo, is not only did he say that it's lokin olayim eladerech achilosim, but he said the following, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol yisurim shebe Torah, any yisur in the Torah, and lokin olayim eladerech hanoson. You give malchus for them when there is an yisur hano, only if you go and get the hano in the normal way of getting the hano. What do we mean by that? Lemute mai is supposed to what? So I'm Rav Shimon Rashi. Here's what Rav Shimon Rashi said. Lemute shemeiniach chelev shel shor haniskal agabe makoso. If you go and put the chelev from shor haniskal, the fats, you put them on a wound, and in that situation, you're getting benefit from it, but not in the typical way. Most people don't get benefit from the shor haniskal's fat from rubbing it on a wound. So potter, in that situation, you would not be included in the lav that you get malchus for. You're not allowed to do it, but you don't get malchus for it. Because that's the rule. If you're not getting the hanor in the normal way, you don't get malchus. And likewise, and here he adds what we said in the first part, according to the first version, the kol shekein, ochel chelev chai, shu potter. And certainly, if you were to eat raw chelev, you would be potter. Again, you wouldn't get malchus. You're not allowed to do this, but you wouldn't get malchus. So that's the two different ways that we have the statement about if a person doesn't eat it, derech achiloson. The first statement over here of Rabbi Avoh and Rabbi Yochanan, and then the second statement of Rabbi Avoh and Rabbi Yochanan, expanding it a little bit to say not only an eating, but also an Yisra Anor. Now the Gemara says, it manami, we also learned in the base medrash, Amar Rav Acha bar Avya, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, it was also said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan by these other Amarayim. If you were to go and put the chalev of Shor Niskal on your makah, you would also be potter, according to this man, the Omar. Potter. Why? Again, the same exact statement was made by two different Amorayim in the name of Rav Yochanan. Both said the exact same thing. And we have further proof. Amar Zera, Af Anan Namitina. We even have a brice in support of this. Again, I mentioned many, many times that Amorayim didn't necessarily know and have access to all the brises. That's why there are brises, broad. They're on the outside. They weren't codified well. They may not have been well known. Again, all Amoraim knew all Mishnayis, but they did not necessarily know all the brises. And that's why we have all the time in the Gemara, Afanan Namithina, or Tani Namihochi. In any event, what does it say in this brisa? It says, Ein Sofkin Esu Arboim. You don't get Malkis. Malkis is Arboim, 39 Malkis. We always call it Sofkin Esu Arboim. Mishum Arla. If a person were to drink Arla, Orla is the fruits that are prohibited in the first 3 years. So if you drink a fruit juice from a fruit that was in the first 3 years, you don't get malchus with two exceptions. Ella, only aliosin and esteisim for olive oil, or minhanovin for grape juice or wine. Bovai. Those are the only two. And if you were to drink Orla fruit, such as wine or oil, olive oil, so then you would be chayev malchus. However, if you were to eat fruit juices from berries or from figs or from pomegranates, ilu mitusim, te'enim v'rimonim, if you were to drink the juices from these fruits, lo, you wouldn't get malchus, even though it's arla, but you wouldn't get, if you're drinking this berry or fig or pomegranate juice, wouldn't get malchus. How come? My timer, why not? So, isn't the answer, this is the Tani Nami Yochi. We also learned in this brisa, la mishum de lo ka'ochelu derech hanosim, because this is not the normal way the berries, the figs, and the pomegranates are normally eaten. They're not made into juice normally. This has halacha l'maaseh ramifications in terms of the brachos on them. We learned this in brachos as well. In any event, so he says, they're not normally drunk. They're normally eaten. And therefore, this is not considered the normal derech hanoson. And that's why there is no malchus for it. This is exactly a proof to what we just said. The Gemara says that Omar Abaye, Abaye sister of Zera, not necessarily so. Bishlomo, it would be, I would agree with you, Iashmina, that the Brisa said pre-gufa, that the fruit itself, the lo ka'ochle derech hanoson, if you ate it in a way that wasn't the normal way, then I would agree with you. This would be a perfectly good proof. But here, it's not talking about eating the fruit. Here, it's talking about the juices from these fruits. And the reason why you don't get malchus for drinking orla juices from berries, figs, or pomegranates is elahocha mishum dezeya biyamo. They're not considered the fruit itself. They're considered the sweat of the fruit. They're considered just something that comes from the fruit. And that's why the bracha on these is shahakol niyeh bidvaro. As I mentioned, there's a difference between these fruit juices and grape juice, which is, of course, the bracha is not shahakol niyeh bidvaro. In general, juices, according to most poskim, with some differences of opinion, in general, fruit juices are shahakol. Orange juice, apple juice, according to most poskim, is a shahakol, because they're not the normal fruit product. They're considered zeya ba'alma. Therefore, the berries, the figs, and the pomegranates is just zeya ba'alma. That's why you're not chayav for eating orla, because it's not considered the orla itself. You can't bring me any rye over here that this is called lav derech achiloson, lav derech ahanooson. So the bottom line is that we said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, either version of Rabbi Yavoh or the other Amoraim, that if you have benefit from something, not in the normal way, you don't get malchus. So Amar Abaye, Hakomodim b'kilaya kerem, everybody agrees that the rule by kilaya kerem is different. By kilaya kerem, shalokin aleihem, that you give malchus to somebody who eats kilaya kerem, even afilu shalok derech hanoson, even if he eats it in an abnormal way. So this is the exception to the rule. All the others, we said, you have to eat it, kiderech achiloson, kiderech hanooson, but not by kilayim. How come? My time, because the pasuk says, mishum delo ksibu achila, because by kilayim, it doesn't mention achila. It just says, pentikdash hamaleya. The key word there is tikdash. So therefore, it doesn't say an iser of achila, it says pentikdash, and therefore, this is the exception to the rule. That's what Abaye said. The more questions is. Meisvei, we ask on Abaye for the following brisa. Isi ben Yudo mer, minayin lebasa b'cholav shuasur. How do we know that if somebody eats basa b'cholav, there's actually three lavim on basa b'cholav. You're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to cook it, and you're not allowed to get hanor from it. So how do we know if somebody has basa b'cholav together, that it's also for him to eat it? Nemrakan ki am kodosh oto. It says in regards to basa b'cholav that you shouldn't have basa b'cholav because Am kadosh ato. And likewise it says, v'nemar lahalon, it says in regards to a treifa, Anshe Kodesh Tuli Basar Basadetri follows Khalil La Kalatashukhanos. So we had this pasuk previously. So it compares over here the Am Kodosh in regards to the Basar B'cholov to the Anshe Kodesh in regards to a treifah. So Ma'ala Halon Osir, if in regards to a treifah, it is also to eat it. So too, in regards to Basar B'cholov, it's also to eat it. Now, the Ainli Elo B'Achila, that would only tell me that it's also to eat Basar B'cholov together. B'Anominayin, how do we know that you're not allowed to have Hanah from it? So it's a Kal V'Chomer. Amar's Kal V'Chomer. If, in fact, Umar Arla Shelo Nevdo Bo Aveira, if Arla, which no sin was done, you're allowed to plant. It's Heter Gomer to go plant. You're just not allowed to eat for the first 3 years, but you didn't do any sin in doing it. Asura B'Anah. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to get any Hanah from Arla in the first 3 years. So certainly, Basar B'cholov, which was a sin involved, shenevdo bo aveira, because the pasuk tells us that losav hashel gedi b'chalev imo. That's the end of the pasuk that we just quoted. So therefore, you're not allowed to cook it together. So there's an issur of cooking it together. So in order to get basar v'cholov, you had to do an issur. So basar v'cholov shenevdo bo aveira certainly ain't odin kal v'chomer she also banah. It should also be also if arlo, which had no aveira done to it, is also banah. So certainly basar v'cholov, which had an aveira done to it, should be also banah. Now, we still haven't gotten to the question on Abaye, but as an aside, the Gemara questions this Kal V'Chomer. We'll get, to get to the reason this Brice is brought down. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Malo Arlo Shekein Lo Haysa Shas HaKosha. You could argue that Arlo never had a moment that it was permitted, because in the first 3 years, it's Osir, Osir, Osir until the end of 3 years, as opposed to Tomar B'Basar V'Cholov Shaysa Lo Shas HaKosha. But Basar V'Cholov originally was separately Basar, separately Cholov. It was perfectly permissible to eat either of them separately. So therefore, maybe you can't make the Kal V'Chomer. So Gemara says, no, you can. Because Chomets V'Pesach Yochich. I'll show you the Chomets on Pesach, which is also Shoyso Lo Shas HaKosher, and nevertheless, we also Banah. So therefore, you can't tell me the Basar V'Cholov, which had a Shas HaKosher, can't be learned that from the Kal V'Chomer. Gemara says, no. You could argue that Chometz Pesach is a stricter level Isser. It's an Isser of Karis. So Toma B'Basar V'Cholov, Sheino Isser Karis, Sheino Anish Karis. So therefore, you can't necessarily the same thing. So Gemara says, no. Kilaya Karim Yochichu. Oh, that's also not an Isser of Karis. Sheino Isser Karis, Sheino Anish Karis. Nevertheless, you also Banah. In any event, now we can get to our question on Abaye. So we see over here that this is a valid Kal V'Chomer. V'im Isa. Now, if Abaye is right, that one would get Malkus from Kilaya Karim, even if you had it not Derech Hano'oson, so then you should have said over here, as an additional proof against this Kal V'Chomer, Malik Kilaya Karim, Shekein Lokin Aleim, Afilu Shalom Derech Hano'oson. And therefore, you can't learn out from Kilaya Karim, can't be used over here as an example of why this Kal V'Chomer should work, because Kilaya Kerem has its own unique thing. If Abaye is right, Shekein Lokin Aleim, Afilu Shaloki Derech Hano'oson, and therefore you can't learn out Kal V'Chomer from it. So this is the Kash on Abaye. So Abaye says, Abaye, what would he say? Tomar B'Mai, what would you say? Tomar B'Basar B'Cholov Shein Lokin Alov Ela Derech Hano'oson. So the comparison is Basar B'Cholov, that you only get it Ela Derech Hano'oson. No. Atu Basar B'Cholov Achila K'siva B'Mai. By Basar B'Cholov, it also doesn't say Achila. It says Lo Sev Ashel. It doesn't say Lo Sochal, Lo Seyochel. It says Lo Sev Ashel. And therefore, by Basar B'Cholov, it's similar to Kilayim, where it doesn't use the term. It used the Pentikdash. It didn't say Lo Seyochel. Just like by Basar B'Cholov, it doesn't say Lo Seichel, therefore the two can be learned one from the other. The Gemara says this was such a good answer. We now, what in the world was the question? The Idach, the Komosivla, this question on Abaye, what was he thinking? So the Gemara says, Sabra, his thought was, Lahachi Kogama Minivela. That's exactly why the Torah specifically learned this out from Nevela. Now Rashi points out, Nevela Lav Davka, and Dibra Maskel Minivela, he says, Nevela Lav Davka Koma, because the pasuk is actually by Trefa. He gives reasons why the Gemara actually refers to this Nevela when it really should have said Trefa, I ain't in this Rashi. But the bottom line is, he's asking, Mane Nevela Derech Hano'oso, so to Abbasor B'Cholov Derech Hano'oso. Just by the Nevela, we learned out that you only get Malkus if you have it in the normal way, Derech Hano'oso, so to Abbasor B'Cholov, it's Derech Hano'oso. That's why he compared Abbasor B'Cholov from Nevela. No, that's a good answer. So what was Abaye thinking? So the Gemara says, Abaye, lohochi lo kosav achila begufo. That's why it doesn't say achila bedavka by Basar B'Cholov. It says lo svashel. Lomar, to teach us, shalokin olav afilu shalokin derech hano'oso. To teach us that this applies even if it's not the normal derech hano'oso. We're already pretty far down the daf, and there still is more back and forth this discussion. Mitzvah Shem will pick up over here tomorrow. Everybody should have a freilich and Chanukah and a good Shabbos.